again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 131 in a series of 260 programs dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years. We follow the format of the Great Frank Fitzsimmons series, so we call this simply Where Fitz Left Off. During the years Sam Pickard lived in this area, he made his home at what was originally known as Green Lawn, built by Arthur Huger. Now, Al Hope, being from near Charleston, would know that Huger is spelt H-U-G-E-R. It seems to me that years ago we had a Huger Street that ran from 5th to 6th Avenues. I believe this street is now known as Westbrook Road. At any rate, Arthur Huger, who had built Green Lawn, sold it later to Governor Thomas Bennett of South Carolina. He was governor from 1820 to 1822. Now, here's a bit of insight for us to share. In addition to Governor Bennett, Governor William Aiken of South Carolina also summered here at Highland Lake at what has been called Rhett's Place. There was Governor Burnett Maybank and his son, Lieutenant Governor Little Burnett, who had a home in the Maybank Drive area. And I remember Strom Thurmond, years ago, when he was the first governor elected to a four-year term in South Carolina, frequented Freeman's Newsstand whenever he was, or in fact still is, in this area. Now, all of these governors are from South Carolina. We also had one governor from Florida who lived here. That was Governor Dave Schultz, who built the house in which Nell Cantrell lives today. Now, in spite of the fact that Henderson County was chosen as either a home or a summer place by at least four South Carolina and one Florida governors, the best any North Carolina governor has ever done for this area is maybe pass through here once or come by to make a speech. In fact, to the best of my knowledge, there are only two streets in this area named for a North Carolina governor, and maybe those weren't even named for a governor. That would be Caswell Street. There was a Governor Caswell. He was the first North Carolina governor after the royal governors. And then there's Erringhouse Street, I assume named for Governor Erringhouse, who served from 1933 to 37. But names for prominent South Carolinians? The Lowndes family lived here, and Rawling Lowndes was a South Carolina governor in 1778 and 79. Sadie Patton, in her book, casually refers to the Lowndes place several times as Dolce Far Niente, but she doesn't do us the favor of a translation. Now, the only European language that includes the word dolce is Italian. It means sweet. Now, dolce, as in la dolce vita, means the good life. We were discussing this among the old fogies at breakfast on a morning in May, and Frank Eubank said, "Print that out on a piece of paper so I can read it," which I did and gave it to him. That same afternoon, Frank left a message on the answering machine, "Dolce far niente is Italian for sweet for doing nothing." One of the major streets in the village or colony of Flat Rock is Rutledge Drive. There were two Rutledges who served as governor. John served two different terms, and Edward, from 1798 to 1800. Plus, there was an Archibald Rutledge who was poet laureate of South Carolina. Sadie wrote a great deal about the Drayton family, and there were governors Thomas and Charles Pinckney. Now, the name Pinckney should be familiar to Times News readers and to patrons of the Flat Rock Playhouse during the 40s and early 50s, because Elise Pinckney was their drama critic. There was a Governor Henry Middleton, and we had our own Henry Middleton, who owned Piedmont Estate and whose nephew, Bevo, was associated at one time with this radio station. So the ties to this area, and to especially the low country of South Carolina, would be endless. At the start of this program, we mentioned the Governor Thomas Bennett had lived at Green Lawn, the Sam Pickard home. On Friday's program, I traced ownership of the place up through the Huger's, the Pickards, the Urquharts, the New Dangers, and even the Kirkleys. But I did not give you the names of the current owners. On a day in May, I drove out to refresh my memory of the barns and the fenced-in horse rinks. And I even snapped a couple of pictures. The fences are no longer blue grass country white. They're stained a woodsy brown. And suddenly, from where I'd parked my car, I could see the huge antebellum home that Sam Pickard once lived in. With a degree of apprehension, I drove up that typical Flat Rock winding driveway and immediately was greeted by a very friendly man, Roy Gercha, who was one of several working on the mansion. He graciously gave me a few minutes of his time to step inside and see the total restoration that's going on. The place is now owned by Clark and Mary Hecker of St. Louis. He comes from the famed Buster Brown shoe firm. This young couple is totally restoring the house back to the original condition when built by Arthur Huger. Window casements removed, new weights, new suspension connections. Where a previous owner may have applied paint over stain, the paint's being removed and the original stain applied. 12-foot ceilings downstairs, 10-foot upstairs. I've lived here 71 years and passed along the old Greenville Highway in front, but never before had I seen green lawn until the month of May this year. And when restored by the Heckers, it'll be a true showplace for this county. Another experience of the seventh child of a seventh child. Lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.